Good afternoon, everyone. It's been a while, but today is February 1st, and this is episode number 13 of the Small and Medium Business Strategy Cast. Today we're rocking out to Barely Hi-Fi in certain circles. It's been a little gloomy in New York City the last couple days and rainy, and I needed something to just get the blood pumping today. Hope the weather is better, or whenever you're listening or wherever you're listening to this. In this episode of the Small Medium Business Strategy Cast, we're going to continue the talk about the business of podcasting. So this is really kind of part two and what will probably be three episodes before returning to the business plan. My goal for the business of podcasting, or kind of the things I wanted to cover, were why I got into podcasting, which I covered in episode 12. And then also my goals for podcasting, other than, of course, to have fun, which I also touched on a little bit in the last episode, but can summarize as getting above the noise. And in the last episode, I talked about search engine optimization and, keywords and getting your information out and using different sites, and just kind of touched on these briefly, because my point of this podcast wasn't to be a tutorial on search engine optimization. That's something that is important for a small or medium business, or any business for that matter, and is a real catchphrase for software and for internet people, and has been for years, whether it's just SEO or search engine optimization. And maybe I'll cover that more in a future episode, or, a couple episodes to search engine optimization. But I touched a little bit about it on last episode, and how, podcasting being new, that from a keyword standpoint, it can get you above the noise on search engines, as well as in websites like or applications like iTunes and other people that are getting into podcasting. It really does. It gets you above the noise and gets you more listeners. Now, the next little piece that I didn't get a chance to get into is kind of the business decisions and where my business strategy going forward, kind of beyond search engine optimization. And the way I look at my business, which is the consulting business through Eagle Strategy Group, is, I look at it, kind of take the sales funnel approach and basically look at a funnel, turn it so big end up, small end at the bottom, and working from the top, that's kind of the initial touch point. That you want to get as many people as you want, contact as many potential customers as you want, and that's the top part of that funnel. And then each kind of step down the funnel, it gets smaller and smaller, you get less people, but you're kind of qualifying those people. So with this getting above the noise and the search engine optimization, more traffic on your websites equals more people at the top of that funnel. Take it a step further. The combination of the podcast as well as the show notes that I have out means I'm getting more touch points with those potential customers and kind of working them down the funnel. They feel more comfortable with me. They're more, I'm more qualified as someone that can help them out. So that's kind of the business decision behind, anyone doing a website to begin with, but to take it a step further and to do the podcast. The other piece of this is repetitive contact. I don't know the exact statistic. I'm not a marketing guru or an advertising guru. But, there's a rule of thumb in advertising that you need to get an ad in front of a customer, say, X amount. Maybe it's 10 times before it actually gets noticed. That's kind of how billboards work. I used to commute up the West Side Highway, and you get to a point in Manhattan on the West Side Highway, there's 8 billboards lined up. And, the idea being is every time I pass by, I may not notice. I may only notice one of those billboards, but it just doesn't trigger in my brain. But after I've seen that 8 or 10 times and then get it backed up by a magazine ad or a radio ad, then it starts to kind of hit home what's being advertised and whether I have interest in that product. And maybe I do research or go to a website or, when I'm in the store, all of a sudden I look out for that brand. And that's kind of the idea with me with this podcast, is you have a group of listeners and, let's see if I need to take this call. Heck, we'll just let it ring out. I only have about 5 minutes left and I can call them back. So it takes time for this thing to trigger home. And with the listeners, I get that kind of repetitive contact. So maybe, you know, they listen to one episode and the next episode, I start to get qualified. I've got this repetitive contact so I can drive home the advertising. There's kind of this other side, and I've been playing around a little bit. But again, I'd like to eventually be able to make money with this podcast also. You know, beyond driving businesses, there are other ways to supplement my income with Eagle Strategy Group. And I played a little bit around with the Amazon. I think for those who've been listening for a while saw I did a technology episode. I think it was maybe 3 or 4 where I talked a little bit about some of the technology that's out there for home and home office that really are great for small businesses also. And I actually included links to the pages in Amazon and what the idea if someone clicked in and bought that or something else on Amazon, I get a referral fee. So I did actually get some links over, considering at the time I didn't have a whole lot of listeners, but no one ever bought anything. And, you know, maybe now that I'm getting more and more listeners, I'll play with that. But that's kind of what my goals were from a business standpoint. I'm looking at the clock here and we're already up to 7 minutes, but I just want to kind of touch on the results of all this, you know, the getting above the noise and what's happened to it. And in general, where I stand now is, and I'm at, I started this podcast around mid-October of 2005 was the first episode went up. And my total listeners for October was 282 listeners. So in 15 days, and I think I did 3 or 4 episodes, I was up to 282 listeners. By the end of November, I was up to 912 listeners. And by the end of December, I was up to 1,508 listeners. So, I haven't gone out and advertised. I've done some posting. Obviously, I'm in iTunes, and I've done some posting on some other sites. And as a result, my site visitors have actually gone up along with it. And again, back to this funnel. If I can get more visitors to the website, more people in the top of the funnel, you know, I can work them down. And sorry about that, everyone. I had to pause it. But wouldn't you know, that person trying to call me on every single phone line in here was trying to tell me that my interest rate had gone down on a credit card and I could do transfers at a low rate. Isn't that kind of how it works? But again, I guess that's an example of a touch point. Unfortunately, this credit card company has my phone number and is working me down the funnel and has decided to call me today on every single phone number that I own. So hopefully I'm not as annoying as them with my funnel or potential customers don't find me as annoying. But that's one of those things that happen. But as I was saying with the amount of visitors, I mean, basically my traffic has doubled since I started this podcast. So and I don't have I haven't put together my statistics yet since for January. I have my stats up through December, and I'll actually cover them a little bit more in detail and actually put them out. I'll put them out on my blog in the next episode and talk about it a little bit more in detail. But for now, I mean, we're already getting towards the close of the show. It's 9 minutes in, and as always, I'm keeping it below 10 minutes. And I think we'll finish this, as always, the way we started with this Incertain Circle, which is available on the PodSafe Music Network. Again, it's just a little rocking out for today and make me feel a little better and get the blood pumping on this cloudy day. As always, questions and comments, go to podcast@bizplanhelp.com. A link to In Certain Circles at the PodSafe Music Network, as well as all links, will be in the show notes at bizplanhelp.com. Just go to the interactive section. And you can also check me out at EagleStrategyGroup.com, my consulting company. And thanks for listening to the Small Medium Business Strategy Cast. Later.